All right. Clay Street Cemetery Commission, call to order. Can you call the roll, please? Colt?
Yes.
George Dalton?
Here.
Mike Gibson?
Not here.
Aldine Kilborn?
Here.
Janet Richardson?
Here.
And Julie Jones let us know via an email that she'll be unavailable. Karen Erickson? Amy Stratman?
Here.
Jeff Jacobson? All right, we have a quorum. Back to you, Chairwoman.
All right, approval of the minutes. I have a correction to have approved under unfinished business and A, sample sign layout. It talks Karen Erickson. The last name is Vachon, V-A-C-H-O-N. It's in there a couple of times in that section. It needs to be corrected.
What you gave us is the correct spelling?
Yes, okay. V-A-C-H-O-N.
V as in Victor.
Oh, got it.
It means cow in French.
Yeah.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yes.
I thought it was French, but I didn't know.
Yes.
Cow.
Got it.
Okay. Anybody else have corrections of the minutes? Hearing nothing, I'd ask for a motion to approve the minutes from May 3rd.
I move to approve.
I second, Janet.
Approve. It's been seconded. All those in favor of, as corrected, approving the minutes from May 3rd?
Aye.
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 Aye. Approval of agenda. I have several things to add. Under unfinished business, there's an E, dandelions update. Under new business, there's a D, excuse me, under C, there's a second one for CI. It's marking paint for
tint light nine something, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yes.
$10. I have $10.48 for the marking paint.
Okay. Updating that one to marking paint, $10.48. And then D, GPR, completion and bill for $700. E, an update on the Clay Street Cemetery map and database. And F, ants. A-N-T-S. Anybody else have something to add to the agenda? Hearing nothing, can I get a motion to approve as amended the agenda?
I move to approve as amended.
Second, Amy.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as amended the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, citizens' comments. No citizens here. Communications to the commission. Events and public relations. We'll talk about that, I think, more under unfinished and under new business, both. Unfinished business, sample sign layout. We had a conversation last time about having a little bit more information about Tolavana in there, but I don't know that anything has transpired with Julie. She has been so busy, and anyway, so we're moving on with that. We could just bring that one up next year, next meeting in July. I know that the sun's going to go down shortly, but the year isn't over yet. Update on the querying monument orders. We are, since Jeff isn't here, we really don't know where we're at as far as what has actually come in. He's delivered what he's gotten, but they're still outstanding ones as far as we know.
Yeah, and I just wanted to see if any of you had any information that I don't have, because I haven't received any invoices other than that single one marker, and I'm expecting some heftier invoices, but nothing has been sent my way
there
yet.
There should be one big one and then one with just two markers. Last name Johnston on both of them.
Okay.
But I think that they were waiting for the material to get there to be able to engrave it, because we've approved what's to be engraved, but we haven't heard that they've actually created them.
Okay.
Because it has to come all the way from China. So.
Well, that big one that was delivered, I haven't received the invoice for yet.
Really?
Right.
Okay, Julie, we need to let Julie know that. Maybe you could send her an email that just says, this is what I've gotten so far. Can you tell me? Because she's the person that does the contacting.
Okay.
Report on Memorial Day cleanup. It was awesome. We had a few pioneers. We had a few people from, is it FEDCO, come and help. We learned some interesting historical information from one of the people. So it was a good Memorial Day cleanup. It turned out really quite well.
And it was a huge help. I wish Jeff was here. That his public works crew mowed up all the leaves before we had to.
It was awesome.
That was great.
Report on the tour of the cemetery from 5/23/23. I think we had a total, Amy, of 17 approximately people that showed up from the information that we got out, because there were very few of the people that are in the Fairbanks Genealogical Society, but there were people from
the community
that came. Mm-hmm. And two different people wanted information that we've been able to help.
I would say there was more than two people. There were several people on Facebook that inquired about their relative in an unknown plot. So maybe one day we'll get down to the bottom of where they are.
Anyway, it was a good tour. It was a good turnout. Mm-hmm. Dandelions, and an update, since Jeff isn't here, you want to tell us about Alex, what he said about that he has the stuff?
So I guess last year they bought the weed and feed, and he said he did it once at the kind of the end of the season last year, because he needs to wait till it's going to rain or it'll burn the grass. And we thought it might rain this weekend, but I really don't think it is. I talked to Alex today, and he was going to mow today, but probably not get to the weed and feed. And I said, okay, it's going to rain anyway, so...
Yeah, we just have to wait till it rains. But he does have the stuff to put out. New business, delivery of markers. We don't really know, especially since Jeff isn't here, as to what's happening. But my guess is, because you haven't got an invoice and Julie hasn't reported, that they don't have the material to make the markers, the rest of the markers yet. Setting markers tomorrow. Thanks to the mayor, we have 8 Air Force Guard volunteers that are coming, 8 to noon. I'm hoping that everyone that's here will be able to help. But the idea is, Janet and I went out and marked all of the
holes
to dig. If we could get all of those holes, there's about 40-some holes, but if we could get those holes dug and the gravel put into them and the pads brought out and set in there, it would be a big, big help to Janet and Amy and me getting them set up, because that's the really hard work. So we're really keeping our fingers crossed that 4 hours with those 8 extra people plus us, that we'll get something done. But we spent 3 hours out there, so we'll hope that the next 4 hours are successful. Reimbursements. I'll just run through them, and then we need a motion for each of them. Actually, we don't need a motion for D, but because we've already taken care of that one. But Janet bought tarps to cover the shipments of headstones that are out there, because we don't want people grabbing them or doing anything with them. So she went and got covers for them, because Jeff didn't have them covered. And then with the marking paint that we used to spray paint all of the holes that we went dug, that was the second one for $10.48. And then Amy had a research document for the naturalization papers for Charles DeGregory. Mm-hmm. Is that what I said? Anyway. And unfortunately, she's going to also go back to them and say, excuse me, but you didn't send me what I asked for. You sent me something else. But she had to pay in advance before they even sent her anything.
Right. So, that county in California is one of the rare ones that's not online. So that's the purpose for this research.
Yeah. And D, just the GPR is that I gave a bill for $700 to Colt, but we've already approved that, and we are done with the GPRing. As far as we know, there isn't anything else that needs to be GPR'd. But we identified 4 markers in the
Odd Fellows,
and luckily, we've got 4 unknown people to go into them, because we had 4 people in 2 graves.
One
grave. Anyway, so that was a big improvement, and most of the pioneers were there.
There were 9 unknowns.
Yeah, that he was able to identify, mm-hmm. though, that somebody's buried there. So we're at least making some progress. Anyway, I would entertain a motion to approve reimbursement to Janet for the tarps and the marking paint.
So moved.
Second, Amy.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor of the reimbursement, and this should come out of the bed tax. Say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, passed.
I have a question just for clarification for us.
Yes.
Do you guys usually get the checks mailed to you, or do you want to stop by our
I was just
going to
say, I'll come get it. Just okay. Let me know, because I don't get mail at my physical address, and it went to my physical address several times ago. Yeah.
Amy, the $15.50 for the research documentation, I need a motion for that one.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Amy's $15.50 reimbursement. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. So Amy also gets reimbursed. And then, Colt, you'll handle getting that to Margarita.
Yes, and that one comes out of bed tax as well.
That comes out of bed tax, too, yes. But that's from, I don't even know how long ago, but it's in the minutes that the money was more than that was approved. I think 3 hours was a total that we'd already approved. So this is less than what we'd originally approved.
And Amy, what about you, mailing or pickup?
I can pick it up. That's fine.
Okay.
An update on the Clay Street Cemetery map and database, Janet?
So yesterday we completed all the GPR. I numbered last night all the pioneer plots, and I emailed Henry Irving this morning. He's our city surveyor who will come out and GPS mark each plot. And he did that the last couple of years, and then he made the map last year minus the pioneer section. So he will be able to complete the pioneer section and make brand new maps. He'll do it by the end of July. He broke his knee earlier this year, but he's getting around pretty good. And then when the new maps are made, we'll have them laminated and put up.
And we've already approved to have those done. So,
mm-hmm.
And then the last thing there is about the ants, and we really want Jeff to know this. Hopefully he will read the minutes, is that the ant problem out there is they were crawling all over Janet today as she's trying to work out there. They are everywhere.
They were bad years past. They weren't bad at all. They were a little bit here and there. Last year they were pretty bad. Every time we pulled up a cinder block, they were just mounds of them in the cinder block.
And some of them were big and some of them were small.
And this year they're worse, and they're all over the trees, which is really bad because they'll kill those trees. And they're just on every grave. They're in the ground. They're you're doing something, they're crawling on you. I mean, they're bad, and they're black carpenter ants.
I got an idea. You could buy an aardvark.
Just so we need walking that one around.
That would be
fun. That would take care of the problem.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, and then he'd dig up all the graves, because I'm sure they're down there eating on those wooden coffins. Down there.
And you're going to take care of the aardvark in sure. the interim.
All right. If everybody can look at the reference material at the bottom, that it's the next to the last page, except page 7. We currently have a balance of $8,421.42. Does anybody have any comments there? I mean, one of the things I'm just noticing is, okay, so the monuments for Peter Conley, they gave a $300 donation, and it caught the monument itself was $250. And so we what we count with the extra $50 is the fact that we have to put pea gravel down, we have to have a concrete slab to put it onto, the glue, all that kind of stuff, and that's why it's at $300 as opposed to $250 like it used to be. We're assuming that the crosses are going to get made over the next couple of months when he has time to make them, and even if we just got 10 of them at a time, we could put them in the unmarked, on the unknown graves. Anybody else have any comments on that page?
If you'd like, Aldine, we'll send a note to Jeff about the ants and also ask him for an ETA on the crosses and whether he can.
Even if it's just, you know, a few at a time, that's perfectly okay. And then the last page, of course, is the fact that we got the $9,314.27 added. And because I thought the last time it showed that some of that money had already was going towards the monuments that we sent an order for. But I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't in the agenda. It was in the agenda packet exactly like it is this time.
Okay.
Last month.
Right, because it was it was approved. But I guess what my question is, I thought, because we theoretically spent all that money by giving all the research that we did to order monuments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really, not knowing what the cost is on the monuments at this point, because I think those were the last 50 or 60. I don't know which it was.
Yeah. We don't have the cost either. I mean, but if we can go back, maybe Colt and I can go back through the past meeting minutes and see what was approved to be spent on those things, and we can just put an asterisk item on the sheet to show
that it's really been, the money's been spent.
Right.
So I mean, we're just waiting for a bill.
Yeah. Encumbered, I guess.
It's encumbered.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll fix that.
Okay. Super. Open agenda. Anybody?
When do you want Julie to send the next order? All those we researched? You wanted them by June 1st.
Right. So we could get them sent in. But the what we don't right now, until we get all of the bills in, I think we need to wait.
Okay.
I mean, we have them. And so all we have to do is, the second we know how much we've spent, then we can submit those names and she can place another order.
This is for 23.
This is for 23, but this will be about against the bed tax, and since we've had a little bit of increases that would go against that, we need, you know, I mean, I think I figured $250 per name to get us as close as we possibly could get to the amount of $9,000. $9,314.27. I mean, we got really close. That's all I know.
Because if we have money to do more,
Yeah, we would do more, but I think we, with just even two or three, we have enough information, like the one you just discovered is an example of mm-hmm. stuff we know. So I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Because we'll just hold on to those until we know that we can spend the money.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole bunch that I'm almost done with.
Wonderful.
Right. So right on the edge of being done.
I know. Like, what's their exact date of birth?
Yes.
All yeah. I need.
Anything else, George? All right. Next meeting is the 5th of July. Now, what day is...
So the 4th
of July, but we don't, we, so 4th of July is a Tuesday, but is that cause, like, is the city one Monday and Tuesday, are those days off for you guys? No?
I'm tabled to be out camping Friday and Monday.
Oh.
But we can just,
no,
we can just be a little ahead of our, of the game between now and then.
No, I'm just trying to find out, so we could have it on the
there's no problem to have it on the 5th.
Okay, that's what
this
I
might
that
be
was
some
my
sunburn across the room.
Because we've changed the date a couple of times because of when it fell in the month. Otherwise, we're adjourned.
You're good.
You have done.